This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Into the third hour of the program. And, of course, you can join us here. Our toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Launching here with Ian, with you.
James.
And TJ the Spy.
And we've got Skype. So Skype on into the show at username lrn.fm. Right there at the top of our website tonight, freetalklive.com, where you can actually create the content that you want to share with us. So you find some sort of post on the internet, maybe it's a news website or a YouTube video or something funny, whatever you want to post you think our listeners will enjoy, you post it over in our Reddit-based system at freetalklive.com, and then other listeners can vote it up or down, whether they like or dislike. The story, TJ, that you are interested in discussing also happens to be the number one story on our website tonight, submitted by Guy from V, and it's about the lava bit investigation. Mm-hmm. Now, bring our listeners up to speed. There are probably people out there listening saying, lava what?
Lava bit. Okay, so there was a guy named Ladar Levinson, and he opened an anonymous email service that supported PGP encryption natively.
We actually had him on the show once.
Yes, and the idea was that you could send, if someone wasn't fluent with PGP, because PGP is a pretty good privacy invented by Phil Zimmerman. It's a very, very strong encryption program.
It's been the go-to
gold
encryption
standard
method for a long time.
Yes, in fact, not even the NSA can break PGP. PGP when it's properly implemented and you use a large enough key size. And
Edward Snowden recommends
PGP. As do I. I use PGP for all my secure email needs, and it's free. It's a free. It's not a program. It's actually a standard.
But there's a learning curve involved.
Unfortunately, yes. They've shown time and time again that when you try and introduce public key cryptography to average people, to get them to use the encryption software, there's a lot of things you have to learn to do, like what is the difference between the public key and the private key. And something like 90% of people, when they try to do encryption for the first time, they mess it up somehow. They don't check the right box, or they send the wrong key, or they don't type in the right passphrase, mm-hmm. and they end up sending their email out in the clear. And that's one thing, time and time again, if you're going to be secure, you got to train and practice. I mean, even at the NSA, we kind of had to stupid proof or idiot proof. Actually, we had to smart proof our devices, because what would happen is somebody would get, they would actually get around our measures to prevent the reuse of code keys. So for one example, you're never supposed to reuse a password. That is a very common sense security device, and people would reuse passwords all the time.
So, meaning on like one website to another.
One website to another. And so, you know, if we tried to implement a method to say you can't reuse a password, so if you entered Mike Smith 1 and you tried to use that password again on another website, it would say, oh, no, you can't do that. Well, someone would say, well, I'm just going to use Mike Smith 2, Mike Smith 3, Mike mm-hmm. Smith 4. So they'd get around the intention, which is don't reuse a password. So we would have to invent things like a little scissor, a razor blade. It would slice the key tape in half to prevent people from reusing it. And inevitably, some E3 on the ship, the Navy ship, would you say, oh, well, you know, we're out of key tape, so he would get a piece of scotch tape and tape the thing back together and run it back through the machine. And it's like, well, no, that the whole reason we put those cutters there was to prevent you from using it again to promote security. So we've had to, you know, a lot of times security is the opposite of usability. Anytime you want to make a computer secure, you have more passwords, more layers of authentication, and it becomes very difficult to use it properly.
It's so easy to screw it up, too. Like, I've sent a lot of PGP emails, and, like, one time, like, I'd set the client up to automatically do that, And then I think it updated or something, and it undid that setting.
Yeah.
So I sent an email in the clear.
And you thought it was encrypted.
Yeah, and then later on I looked at it, and I was like, what? You know,
well,
why
I know
I
we always
this?
Have a joke, like I'll send Ian a PGP encrypted message, and he'll have problems with it every single time.
And I know more than the average person about PGP. I can successfully use PGP, but you take PGP to some new level that I'm not familiar with. So,
well, yes.
So like if somebody just sends me a PGP email, 99% of the time I have no problem decrypting it, but you do something different to yours that makes it harder to
We'll have to figure that out.
I don't
even
know what it is.
But LavaBit made the using PGP.
TJ, hold on. I just want to just go after TJ just a moment here.
Okay.
The last time you sent me something PGP, you even tried to walk me through the steps to unencrypt it, and it wouldn't work. So I think it was a problem on your end. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. That's the thing is I've been getting multiple people saying I can't decrypt. So I thought maybe there's a problem with GNU Privacy Guard somewhere that I need to look into. But anyway, LavaBit, they allowed you to use PGP very simply and easily. An average person could use it.
It was like built into the system.
It was built in. It was native part of the system. So,
but don't you have to trust the person who's making that system then?
You do. And so that was the thing. The FBI filed a wiretap warrant, one of those national security letters, on Ladar Levinson, the owner of LavaBit. And rather than comply with the order, he said, well, I'm going to shut down the whole service. So anybody who was using LavaBit, they all lost their emails, but that was preferable than having the FBI possibly spy on one of them. He said it's important that people know that if they're using LavaBit, they're not being spied on by any government agency, and that includes the FBI. And right. The moment the FBI came searching, and everyone was like, well, who are they searching for? And everyone thought, well, it has to be Edward Snowden, because it was literally like a week or two after this whole Snowden thing blew up. And so everyone's like, oh, they served a national security letter on LavaBit to try and get Edward Snowden's emails. And everybody kind of knew that, but
now it's been confirmed.
Ladar Levinson was prohibited by a gag order, and he's for the past 3 years, he has been prohibited by court order under threat of contempt of court from revealing who the target of the investigation is. Now, thankfully for the federal government, inevitably, if they do something long enough, they will screw it up.
Yeah.
I have yet to meet a government employee who does not screw up something at least 1% of the time. And that actually happened this week. Actually, it happened earlier this March. In this court case, he was fighting for the right to say who was the FBI was targeting. And the FBI, when they filed a piece of paper in the case, it actually had edsnowden@lavabit.com.
Wah, wah, wah.
So they accidentally released. The FBI, it is now official. The FBI has confirmed, because they accidentally leaked it themselves in public court documents,
so they were looking to raid his account.
They were using a national security letter to get Edward Snowden's...
But ultimately, they couldn't get his information because it was PGP encrypted. And what they wanted to do, if I'm recalling, correct me if I'm wrong on this, because this is one of the more interesting parts of the LavaBit case, was they demanded, a judge demanded that what happened was the judge, as I understood it, demanded from LavaBit, from Ladar Levinson, the encryption key.
Yes, their SSL certificate keys.
And what he did was he complied with the order printing the encryption key
in like
on
5-point
paper
font.
In very, very small print. So here you go. Here's the encryption key, which bought him enough time to completely shut down his entire service.
You know what that reminds me of?
Yep.
So when the city of Keene here, they filed the lawsuit against the Robinhood lawsuit, Pete Ayer wrote his response, and he clicked print,
right?
And like the printer supposedly screwed up, and it printed it like size 4,
right.
And he just turned it in anyway, and they're so pissed.
Yeah, they weren't happy about that.
Yeah.
I thought that was a brilliant way to respond to that judge's demand, like, oh, you want my key? Well, here you go.
Yes.
Here's a printed copy of it. Good luck typing that in. Can you imagine? I mean, it would be hard enough to just type in a short
passphrase.
Like a Bitcoin address, which is relatively short. That would take a little while to discern. Yeah. But to go through pages of...
Well, it wouldn't be that. It's 4,096 bits.
So what is it, two pages or something like that?
You're talking about 300 or 400 alphanumeric characters.
Okay. Didn't they also want the metadata, like who he was sending messages to?
They wanted everything that they had, but more importantly, they wanted them to put a back door. So the whole thing
they could spy anytime they wanted.
Yes, on his
customers.
The whole thing about LavaBit is the owner of LavaBit could not read any of the email messages to or from another LavaBit customer or to another person who had PGP encryption. So the whole thing is, if you were a LavaBit customer and you were talking with another LavaBit customer, nobody at LavaBit could read your email.
As it should be.
They could read the encrypted ciphertext. They could see that you had
talked to them.
But they couldn't see what, they couldn't understand what you had said.
So the toll-free number tonight, if you want to join us, your comments on privacy, security, Ed Snowden, LavaBit, you can still comment on the Porcupine Freedom Festival, the banning of me from that event this summer, and also the Liberty Forum. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up also, the Venezuelan government is on the attack against Bitcoin, so you know it's a good thing. You gotta get those Bitcoin. It's Free Talk Live.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step one, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step two, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-975-5269. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-975-5269. Step 3. Congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-975-5269. That's 1-800-975-5269.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you about the newest and best way to sell products online. It's buysellmakeoffer.com, an enormously revolutionary way to sell your stuff online. It's time to clean out the garage, your old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the way the other guys have taken more than their share from you when the sales were finalized. Look, it's happened to me over and over and over. Then I found buysellmakeoffer.com. They will never charge you item fees. Just go there right now to sign up and load all your stuff to our server to sell. This is not an auction site. Sell your car, sell your home. Realtor, sign up now. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos, then add your creativity to sell your items quickly and with no fees. Go right now to buysellmakeoffer.com and sign up. The excitement is building. I've signed up to sell my stuff with buysellmakeoffer.com. You should too. Buysellmakeoffer.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855
855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, and you can join us right here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. The Skype username is lrn.fm. We're talking about privacy and security and Edward Snowden. You're welcome to comment on that. Also, you need to know about Arcade City. It's been a big week for Arcade City. They put out a pretty important press release at the beginning of this week looking to stir up some media coverage for this new upstart, this ride-sharing service that is created by drivers for drivers. There's a lot of upset Uber and Lyft drivers who are bailing out of these big corporations, and they're joining Arcade City. You can join as well. If you want to be a driver for Arcade City, go to arcade.freetalklive.com. But why would you want to drive for Arcade City? Well, because how about you get to keep everything you earn? Because that's a big change. Normally, the corporation you're working as a contractor for takes a nice chunk off the top for their overhead. Like Uber, it's now 75%. It used to be 80% that you kept. Now it's 75%. And some drivers are pretty upset about that. So they're joining Arcade City, where you actually get to decide how much you charge. You get to set your rates. You get to decide everything. There's no, there's very few limits when it comes to Arcade City. So go to arcade.freetalklive.com. It's more decentralized than Uber or Lyft. And once again, you can get started at arcade.freetalklive.com. Now, maybe you just want to be a rider for Arcade City. You want to try them out as a rider. Just go to arcaderide.freetalklive.com. As we continue here, let's go to the phones and to the fun. First up, we'll talk to Brian on the line via Skype. Hello, Brian, in New Hampshire.
We're talking about, yeah, this is Socrates from Nashua. Ian, I got to ask you something.
Yes.
I've been living in New Hampshire since, so, you know, I was born. But I've been a part of the Free State Project probably since 2005. And
okay.
And I do remember you specifically doing a bunch of free advertising, basically being the creation of this agency, if my memory serves me correct.
No, I did not create the Free State Project.
I'm not in the literal sense. But Kent Snyder, who in 2007, when I was volunteering in Concord for the Ron Paul campaign, the only person he could name that was associated with the project was you.
Well, you know, it certainly have been a big mouthpiece for the Free State Project for many years. Free Talk Live was its top recruiter. When you sign up for the Free State Project, there's an area where you can tell them for whom or what, you know, referred you to the Free State Project. And besides word of mouth, for a long time, Free Talk Live was the number one recruiter. So we had a lot of people sign on because of listening to Free Talk Live. There's no doubt about it. In fact, some of the people who hate my guts were brought here by Free Talk Live. So they used to like me, and then they found something about me they didn't like. So
let me ask you this, then. I need to. What's so befuddling to me, I guess, about this entire issue?
Just for listeners who don't know, you're referring to, just for our listeners, before you go on, for our listeners who don't know, you're referring to the fact that I was ejected from the Free State Project's two yearly events, the Liberty Forum and the Porcupine Freedom Festival, yesterday via a blog post made on the Free State Project's website. That's what you're referring to here with this controversy. Go ahead.
Absolutely. And if you go, I mean, looking back, I'm looking at the history of the presidents of the Free State Project, and I was curious. I always presumed in the back of my head, I'm like, oh, Ian's on the board of the Free State Project. You know, I never even bothered to ask. And it was just something that kind of was ingrained. I'm like, oh, Ian's clearly, you know, was given a position that.
No, I've never been on the board of directors.
And that really begs, yeah, I clearly see that. So it begs the question. What was your, like, did the relationship go downhill slowly or disconnect over time? Because I thought you, when, at least in 2007, 2008, when you and the Ridley Report were really doing a lot of stuff together, or at least competing in the same manner of getting viewers and people to New Hampshire, I would say that you guys were very, very close to the Free State Project. And I'm curious if it was when the project kind of took a turn to the worse.
I would say it was probably 2013's Liberty, not Liberty Forum, 2013's Porcupine Freedom Festival. There were a couple people who were organizing the Porcupine Freedom Festival that tried to make life more difficult for me and a couple of the other long-term sponsors of the event, and I didn't understand where it was coming from. And so I thought it was just a personal problem that they had, and it may very well have been. But that was the first time that it became a frustrating thing to put that event together. Normally, the relationship between the Free State Project and Free Talk Live was like a gentleman's agreement, like, oh, we're having this party in the woods. Do you want to come broadcast? Yeah, I'd like to come broadcast. Here's what we'd like in return. We'd like to get a couple hotel rooms and, you know, top billing as a sponsor of the event. Okay, great. Let's do that. What else do you need? Well, we need a phone line. We need some power. Okay, here you go. Here's everything you need. And so there was never any kind of written agreement until this 1 year where they started to kind of nickel and dime us, and it really, the treatment sort of changed, the feeling of the treatment, the experience changed. And it was after that that we got into an explicit written agreement of what was expected from both sides, and it was that agreement that was nullified this week by our agreement with the Free State Project. So we let them out. We told them in a press release earlier this week, we said, you know, the Free State Project, we will not consider you obligated to the agreement that we have. So we're willing to let them out of the agreement early based on, you know, we weren't going to wait for the agreement to end on its own. If they wanted to get out now, they could. And they decided they wanted to get out now. So they went their separate ways and we're going ours. And that's okay.
Makes sense. And I think that's fine. I think that's good. Because essentially, I thought if they did this, made this, you know, if they wanted to make a stand, you honestly could have a project just that said, oh, the real estate, Free State Project, and nobody would even know that everyone would have just kind of adjusted over, because the entire movement isn't about this organization.
No, the Liberty Movement in New Hampshire is much larger than the Free State Project, and it always has been, because there have always been people who don't want to join. So the Free State Project has always had a sort of a phantom amount of people out there that we don't know who they all are, that they've moved to New Hampshire or they're planning on moving to New Hampshire because they were inspired by the Free State Project. But they're the kind of libertarians who don't want to put their name on something, and so they just move anyway. If they don't sign up for the Free State Project, they just move.
People like me.
Like you, TJ.
I'm not a signer of the Free State Project. I went to like two Liberty forums, but I didn't move because of the Free State Project. I moved because James was here.
But he's here because of the Free State Project. So you're one of those sort of phantom people that is out there that is also here because of the Free State Project tangentially, on the other hand.
Yeah.
And go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just pointing that out.
Yeah. Anything else, Brian?
Yeah. I remember attending the 2007 Liberty Forum, and John Stossel was of attendance. And what sticks out to me is I believe that John Stossel has become a skeptic of the project because of what he called extremists. And I'm curious if this is the direction that they're going in, if you understand what I'm saying.
Well, I think the Free State Project, one of the problems is that people who are happy with their life, that are fairly normal, they're well settled, they have their wife and kid and a 40-hour week job, they're not just going to say, you know what, for no reason at all, I'm just going to pick up and move to New Hampshire. The people who come here are, for the most part, they're dissatisfied from where they came from. That's why they're coming here, is because they were dissatisfied from where they were. And the fact that they're dissatisfied means that they typically don't fit the mold that society expects them to fit. So we do have a lot of people here who are, for lack of a better word, kind of nutso. But that's the wonderful thing about it.
Love them.
Yes, we're all crazy in different, slightly different ways.
Thanks, Brian, for your call tonight. Our toll-free number, if you want to join us, is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And the people that, you know, live their lives in a different way, I respect them. They should be able to live their life how they want. I won't mess with you if you don't want to mess with me, but unfortunately a lot of them want to mess with me, but I won't give it back to them.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD, of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated fountain of youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free sample packs specifically for our conservative friends. But you must act fast. Due to the high demand from members of the Coast Guard, our supply is extremely limited right now.
To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Hey everyone, with 20 plus years as a radio host, I've seen about everything. One thing that keeps recurring though are these timeshare charlatans. These high pressure salespeople who get folks to come out to some resort for a special weekend offer. Then they get them in a corner and browbeat them and coerce them into buying a timeshare they don't need, they don't want, and they can't afford. And then they're stuck with that thing forever. Monthly payments, mortgage payments, annual fees that keep going up and up. Well, up until recently, people thought they couldn't get rid of these things. You know, you can't get out of the contract, you can't get out of the deed or the membership. Well, that's not true. My friends at American Consumer Credit, a timeshare release company, can get you free. That's their personal guarantee. 12 years in business, free consultation, A-plus rating with the BBB, they're the real deal. You want to get out of your timeshare contract? Call them now. 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. 800-587-EXIT. Call now. 800-587-3948.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can join us. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. Our Skype username is lrn.fm, and you can join us online anytime you want. Just get interactive at freetalklive.com. There are a lot of great reasons that you should still move to New Hampshire, even if you're mad as hell about the Free State Project.
And you're not going to take it anymore.
Yeah, you don't. That doesn't mean you should not move to New Hampshire. Some people are saying, well, there's so much infighting, I'm not going to go there. Well, if that's the reason you're not coming to New Hampshire, then you're going to be pretty much useless in any growing liberty movement, because anytime there's a group that gets beyond a certain point in growth, there will be infighting. I don't like it, and that's why I support just splitting and going off in your separate directions rather than fighting forever over about who's going to be in charge of some sort of group. Just split off and do something different. But we've seen that happen, and anybody who's been in the Libertarian Party knows about it. There's party infighting, even in these small political groups where you've got maybe 15 to 30 people who are involved at a statewide level, for instance. So Cop Block has had infighting going on where the Cop Block organization
got
so large.
You're not doing it right.
Yeah, or whatever. Or I think so-and-so should be in charge or whatever personality conflicts. Well,
we're going to fight over Robert's Rules of Order.
Yes, that is a kind of petty crap, and it gets really
like, you're out of order, sir.
Yep, and it gets petty, and it gets personal. And I don't blame anyone for not wanting to be involved in that, but you might as well just cut out any kind of activism, because once you actually start to gain traction and your group starts to grow, get ready, because somebody's going to come in there who tries to sabotage your group. Somebody's going to come in who's going to try to
change the vision.
They're going to, whether they're doing it out of the intention of sabotage or just because they're, you know, they have a different vision, I don't know, but you're going to encounter all of this. You're going to encounter people coming in and doing stupid things that you don't want them to do.
That's why I think the Free State Project, it should have been Jason Sorens. He would be the one who could set all the rules. He could be the ultimate decider. If it was a private entity, he could have set all these rules. And I haven't thought, you know, if you commit a federal crime and you're convicted, the only person you can hope for relief from is the President of the United States. One of his constitutional duties is to grant reprieves, clemency, and pardons for federal crimes. And so I thought, and, you know, if the Free State Project kicks you out, maybe we could appeal to the president of the Free State Project, Jason Sorens.
He's the founder.
The founder. I mean, he could have, like, the executive authority to actually reinstate you, and I thought maybe we should...
But I don't want to be reinstated. Why would I want to be part of an organization that doesn't want to have me?
Well,
that doesn't make any sense.
I know
somebody on the internet today said there needs to be mediation, and I said, why would I want to mediate? I have no gripe with the Free State Project. I'm not upset about it. People... The reason we're talking about it tonight is because it's the elephant in the room, and we had to address it, and people called in last night to, you know, ask questions about it while I wasn't on the show. It was my night off on Thursday night. There doesn't need to be a mediation session because I got nothing I want to mediate. Like, I'm fine. Everything's okay.
Now, Ian,
you guys go your way. I'm going to do my thing.
What am I doing wrong? Because I really want to get in some hot water with some organization, and so far, all the organizations that I know, nobody's condemned me yet. So what do I got to do? Can you take me step by step?
Well, just start doing public activism.
Okay.
Just start doing things that are noticeable, that we can record video of, that, you know, where you take a strong position on an issue that people are going to disagree with you about.
So,
and
like,
then you will find, even if they agree with you on the issue, they might disagree with you on how you did your activism. So, you know, whether it's Robin Hooding or whatever, or something completely new, if you make a splash in activism, people are going to hate you for it. Because maybe they're jealous. Some of them are jealous because you're getting the attention and they're not. So that's one thing. Two, they could believe, honestly, that you're ruining their movement. There are certain people who try to be respectable when somebody who doesn't, you know, somebody does something that's not respectable, like takes their tops off in downtown Central Square in Keene, New Hampshire.
Oh, no.
Then they say, oh, you're ruining the movement because those of us over here are squares trying to be respectable. Well, we're tied to you. And so when you do something, because you're a free stater or whatever, even though you're not, because you're a liberty activist and we're liberty activists, that means we're all being lumped in together by all these people who don't like what you did, and so we need to separate ourselves, which is why they're saying in this Free State Project press release that we're separate. We're not the same as Ian Freeman and Free Talk Live.
Yeah, well, what idiot would think that? Like, what idiot would be like, oh, I had no idea that Free Talk Live and the Free State Project are not the same thing? I had no idea. It'd blow me up. Like, really?
A lot of people think in groups. They look at somebody, and so that's why I understand what the Free State Project is done. I mean, they're trying to pander to the normals now that they're here and they don't feel like they need to do any recruiting anymore. They're trying to pander to the respectables, and, you know, good for them. That's what they think is important.
So now I want to take a brown glass bottle, put some water in it, and I want to go to the Keene City Council meeting and just drink every time.
You'll probably get away with it because we actually did the drinking game, what you were describing. I was arrested for back in 2010 when it was done
Sam Donson took a guilty plea deal.
And I got off on those charges, as he would have had he not skipped court.
Hold on. You were vindicated. You were rightfully had the charges dropped because it was false and
scurrilous
accusation. You did not get, you didn't be, I have to.
As like, Sam should have been, but unfortunately, he skipped his court date, and so the pressure came on heavier on him, and he ended up taking a plea, and that's another story. But the two weeks later, there was another city council meeting where people went in with brown bottles that had water in them, and they proceeded to do the drinking game again. This one actually attracted some Manchester activists who came over.
It's like,
and
they're coming in droves. It's like the invasion of the bottle drinkers.
And the second time, they ignored it. So they learned their lesson the second time. And then two, I think it was 2 years ago, during the Keene City Council inauguration event, Garrett, Ian, and I also went and redid this. Were you there for this
yeah,
one,
James?
Yeah,
I was there.
James went to it as well. And a few of us went, and we redid the drinking game 4 years later. During their inauguration, and they didn't mess with us there either.
Oh, can we do this?
So you're kind of late to the party on that one, TJ, but I wouldn't say you shouldn't do it. You should. It's a fun thing to do.
Well, I just want to say, you know...
The risk is low, though.
Well, I know, and I just said, like, we should do this just to keep them on their toes every now and again. We need to make sure and do our old antics just because...
Just bring them back.
Just bring them back, like an oldie but goodie performance art.
Let's go to Nathan. He's on the line via Skype. Nathan, in Texas, I believe. Go ahead.
Yeah, I really appreciate you addressing that topic and also that call from Socrates because you had suggested just now that maybe they want to go in a more family-friendly direction, but it sounded more to me like they just wanted you out as opposed to wanting to do anything constructive or, you know, anything like that.
Well, it could be one move in a series of moves, but whatever they're going to be doing, whoever these people are that have moved towards me getting out, because they had a petition, and it only got like 0.5% of the entirety of the Free State Project to sign it, so by no means was it a mandate.
Right.
It's just that these are people who have moved themselves into positions of influence within the Free State Project and have managed to accomplish that.
Yeah, it did seem weird that, like, a few dozen people would sign a petition. Oh, no, we've got to do something. I mean, it's like, you know, politicians, you know, don't really, they hate bad media. They hate, like, you
well,
know,
well, it was
the
more than a petition. It was the people who were in roles of influence.
Right.
So people who had helped to organize the Liberty Forum, Porcupine Freedom Festival, like, key people within the organization, were against me, and so I'm sure they were told, well, you know, we're not going to help you anymore if you don't do this, and so, or whatever. Who knows what sort of backroom dealings were going on, but regardless, I'm not upset about it. I'm ready to move on and promote the Shire Society, which is a great alternative to the Free State Project, a decentralized alternative that also encourages people who love liberty and are willing to do something to move to New Hampshire. And by the way, to join the Shire Society, you don't need to live outside of New Hampshire. You can actually be in New Hampshire. You can be a New Hampshire native and joined the Shire Society. We went and we did outreach at one of the county fairs a couple of years ago, about 4 years ago at this point. And the first year, we're doing Bitcoin outreach at the county fair in the most recent years. But the first year, we did Shire Society declarations, basically pitching the Shire Society to everybody that walked by. We got over 200 signers of the Shire Society declaration in a five-day span. So I consider that to be very good. I mean, we're talking about a very principled pro-liberty declaration. This is like the most pro-liberty statement you could possibly make. It's a personal declaration of secession, and anyone can read and sign it by going to ShireSociety.com. But you were calling about something else, Nathan, so stand by. We'll bring you back for that. Nathan in Texas, we'll continue with him. Your thoughts and calls. Welcome. Venezuela on the attack against Bitcoin. If we can fit it all in, we'll do that. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. You can join us here. This is Free Talk Live. Currency is too important a thing to be left in the hands of government bureaucrats, especially when billions of dollars can be created with the swipe of a pen. Overstock.com supports the cryptocurrency movement because it returns the power of an inflation-proof form of money to the people, where it belongs. Did you know that you can use Bitcoin to pay for anything Overstock.com sells while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more? If you support freedom and the cryptocurrency movement, you should support Overstock.com. DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated fountain of youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free sample packs specifically for our conservative friends. but you must act fast. Due to the high demand from members of the Coast Guard, our supply is extremely limited right now.
To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro One G 2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
This is an important message to all listeners. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, the tax pros at OIC Tax want to help you. OIC Tax is dedicated to helping taxpayers just like you with their IRS problems.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS. I was working long hours and weekends just to make ends meet. To make matters worse, the IRS was about to garnish my wages, and I needed to file several years of back tax returns. Then I called the tax professionals at OIC Tax. They stopped the IRS from garnishing my wages. They even placed my account into the IRS's financial hardship program so I don't have to make any payments to the IRS. That's right, no payments to the IRS while I'm in this program.
Call OIC Tax today to see if you qualify for the IRS's hardship program. Call 800-272-9128. Call now and mention you heard this radio commercial and receive 10% off their already low fees. 800-272-9128. That number, 800-272-9128. Call now, 800-272-9128.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
That's right, it's Free Talk Live, and you can join us right here, even in these remaining moments. We have enough time for you at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. If you're thinking about moving to New Hampshire, whether it's for the Free State Project or whether it's for the Shire Society or just because you love freedom and you don't want to move with any group, you should consider moving to Keene. There are 150-plus reasons to move to Keene over at move.freekeene.com. See, because we've had in place for quite a while the necessary components to compete with the Free State Project, because we saw this coming a long time ago. As of yesterday, me being kicked out, basically, of the Free State Project events, which led to me resigning from the Free State Project, has just been the culmination of a long period of certain people within the Free State Project hating me and many of the other activists here in the Keene area. James, you've been accused of ruining the movement. I've been accused of ruining the movement. TJ, you haven't been here long enough to be accused of that.
Yeah.
But as you were asking before, if you were to just do enough activism.
I'm feeling left out. I mean, I want to ruin the movement. I want to ruin the movement, too.
You've got plenty of time. Don't worry.
Okay.
And so, you know, we've had this working for a while where we've got the Shire Society in place. It's been in place since 2010. It encourages people to move to New Hampshire, whether or not they're interested in the Free State Project, just if they love liberty. There's also you've heard of the 101 reasons to move to New Hampshire that the Free State Project features on their website, which is a great list, no doubt about it. That's why I helped make it into a movie as a co-producer. But there's also 150-plus reasons to move to Keene, which is where we're doing this show from. It's sort of the place for the outcasts at this point, if you will. Chris Cantwell's living in Keene. I'm living in Keene.
Yep.
A lot of the outside, the system activists, the civilly disobedient, we've had a lot of that activism happen here. It's what's put Keene on the map, for better or for worse.
And it's caused the government bureaucrats to shudder in their boots, going, why are all these crazy people coming to our nice, small town of 30,000 people in the middle of nowhere?
During Keenvention, they actually shut down the parking enforcement department for the entire weekend. Friday and Saturday, they do not do parking enforcement during
Keenvention. The third year, I think they've done that.
Third year in a row. Yeah. So go to move.freekeen.com. You can see that list there. I actually just happened to update it in early 2016, so it's freshly updated. Move.freekeen.com. And by the way, Keen's not right for everybody. You might not be able to find work here. It's kind of a smaller place. So I'm not saying you should or have to move to Keen, but you should consider it as an option. So toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. Back to Nathan in Texas via Skype. Go ahead, Nathan.
That kind of reminds me of, I think, one of the Star Trek shows. At one point, I think over half the cast were outcasts or, you know, like exiled from their people, never to return. So maybe
you mean the character or the cast, the actor?
No, the character, like the character, like half the characters were, oh, I'm an outcast from Klingon society. I'm an outcast from this society. You know, I don't know.
You're talking to a couple of guys who actually spend like 8 hours a day watching Star Trek. Right.
Oh, well, it's more like six.
Yeah, well,
but...
Worf was outcast from the...
I personally haven't seen an episode of Star Trek in quite a long time.
By the way, yes, James and I, we watch about 6 hours of Star Trek, The Next Generation, every single day.
That could be a fun game for you, for TJ and James afterward. Try to name all the characters on DS9 that were outcast from society at one point. But I wanted to ask TJ about something. So you brought up this story before that you were interested in... I don't know if this was before or after you quit the NSA, but you said that you were interested in I guess, games of chance. Is that right?
Yeah, actually, I was on a gay cruise, and I saw the blackjack table, and all of a sudden, it just, like many things in life, it just kind of hits you like a lightning bolt, and you're like, oh, I like math. I could do this, and so I went home after the cruise, and I got every book on blackjack, Stanford Wong's blackjack theory, and I started practicing, and then I quit my job and then became a professional blackjack player, and that's how I made my fortune over the next 8 years.
And now, as far as I understand it, isn't cards and games of chance are heavily restricted, right? Like in some states, it's not allowed at all. Like,
well, some it's correct. Gambling is one of those things. I say, what is gambling? And gambling's hard to define because, you know, when I spend $4,000 on a hot dog push cart, there's a chance that I'm not going to sell enough hot dogs on the street to make my initial investment back. So that's a form of gambling.
That's true.
I just say gambling is something that we kind of throw as dice and cards and things that are associated with being seedy. But really, all of business is gambling. And so the government says anything depending on an outcome that's not based on skill. And that's actually a big question. Like, is poker a gambling? Because it's
that's
a lot
fun.
Of gambling games are based on skill and chance, right?
Yeah,
where you can have an advantage if you have skill, but ultimately there's chance.
Yeah, but
involved.
Or what about chess? What if I play a $20 chess tournament or a $20 chess match? $20 if I win, is that gambling? Because in theory, that's all.
I don't have, yes, because there's something you could lose.
Yeah.
I don't actually know what the laws in New Hampshire are about that. I know getting porn is legal, but I don't know about gambling.
I actually do because whole joke, I would say, is like I have a sincere patriotic desire to not go to prison, so I would bet money on it. So usually my joke is I'll say I'd bet money on it, except it's illegal to bet money in a gambling here in New Hampshire. So anything dealing with
Well, actually, we used to do gambling in the open at Free Keen Fest. So before there was Keenvention, there was this thing that we did twice a year called Free Keen Fest, where we would gather in the spring and the fall in one of the parks in downtown Keene, and people would just set up tents. We wouldn't ask any permission for it. We'd just go and set up tents, and some people would sell food without a permit. And then this other guy, a New Hampshire native, would show up with an actual poker table and start dealing poker for money out in the open, and anybody could just sit down and play the game, and it was really fun. So we've even done gambling civil disobedience up here. It's just no one's ever arrested for it.
Well, actually, I would be totally down for that because I am a professional gambler, and I always thought, well, look, if I want to play cards with you for money to see who's the better poker player, that's my decision. As long as I'm not cheating, like marking the cards or...
If you wanted to do that and actually do it as more of like a civil disobedience thing rather than what we were doing with Free Keen Fest, it was mentioned that it would be happening, so it wasn't like we didn't promote that. We did mention that there would be illegal gambling there, and they never did anything about it. But if you did just focus one event on it, like, we'll be setting up a poker table on Railroad Square, and not on just Saturday at 10 a.m. Come on out and then see what they did.
And not just, you know, like quarters and dimes, but if you're betting like 100.
Is that big money?
Big money, yeah.
But it's as illegal either way.
It is, but if you really want the government to crack down, they want to seize that big money. So if they see big stacks of hundreds coming out, they're going to like roll out the truncheons and the bear cat. They're going to get the bear cat out because, you know, I mean, this is the thing is, why does the government have any right to regulate gambling? They, in theory, just because you're playing poker with your buds in your college dorm room, they can bust it down and arrest you for that. I don't want anybody to be under any any belief that, oh, it's just a tiny violation of the law, they won't bother me. Well, they won't bother you if they don't know about it, and they won't bother as long as you're not criticizing them. The moment you start to criticize them, then they're going to bust down your front door.
Go ahead, Nathan.
Right. Well, I wanted to ask TJ is, did you ever do like the online kind of stuff? Or I mean, you don't have to answer.
Because of the Unlawful Internet Gambling Enforcement Act of 2006 signed by President Bush. That makes it illegal for any U.S. citizen to transfer money from a U.S. financial institution.
Wait a minute. Isn't it only dollars?
No.
Bitcoin gambling is not illegal online, is it?
I would say, based on U.S. federal law, it would be.
Really? Because I thought that what you're talking about made it illegal for banks and credit card companies to do business with with gambling.
No,
companies.
But hold on. They raided the Steals with Clubs guys, I thought.
No.
Didn't they raid those guys?
I don't remember that.
If anybody wants to know the actual answer, I can tell you. So it's illegal for the banks. Now, as a matter of practice, they don't go after individual players. They go after the banks because that's where all the money is located.
That's where they get the pressure on.
That's where they get the money. If they can shut down an online casino and get $5, $10 million in seized assets, they're not going to go after an individual player for $5, $10,000.
Right, so the players keep hopping around from site to site.
Site to site, and the government will wait till the site gets really big, and then they'll shut it down and seize all their assets. But if you want to be technical under the letter of the law, Title 31, which includes the Unlawful Internet and Gambling Enforcement Act, it makes it illegal for any person to cause to be transferred either directly or circuitously from a U.S. banking institution for the purposes of online gambling. So a lot of people think they'll be cute and they'll be like, well, I'm going to open a Canadian checking account. So I'll wire my money from U.S. Bank here in America up to BMO in Ontario. And from BMO, I'll wire it to Antigua. Well, that's still a violation of the law because you're a U.S. citizen. You are causing money to be
suspicious activity or whatever.
Well, no, it's you can't do circuitously that which you cannot do directly. So a good example of, oh, I'm not having sex with you. I'm not paying for sex with you. I'm paying for the paperclip, and I'm having sex with you for free. Well, that doesn't work in a court of law.
Thanks for the call, man. I appreciate hearing from you here tonight. I think James has found some information.
Yeah, so it was last February. I was trying to pull it up here on my phone, but the Seals with Clubs guy last February was raided by the police, and they actually shut the website down.
Wow.
And I think he moved the servers to another country, and then he relaunched it. Huh. And I think he might have even left as well.
I wouldn't blame him.
So. Anyway, oh gosh darn it, the TJ's,
the fun's over
TJ's
for TJ.
The spies legal hour and legal analysis section.
Yeah, you got to be careful when you gamble online. The feds may come for you if you're hosting that site.
You got to be careful. So come gamble in the open here in Keene and do some civil disobedience. I think that would be fun. It'd be fun to bring that civil disobedience back because it's been a while since someone's done that. Maybe that could be your thing, TJ.
Yeah,
maybe
have the green hat. All right,
we'll see you tomorrow online. In the meantime, at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
There comes a time when you need custom embroidered or screen printed apparel for your business, organization, or a special event. Corporate Casuals has been helping people create great looking logoed apparel for over 25 years. They can produce a single piece or thousands using name brand apparel like Nike, Patagonia, Adidas, and Hanes. Create your logo in their online embroidery design studio or upload your existing logo and they'll turn it into embroidery. Go to corporatecasuals.com/FTL and include FTL in the order notes and save 5% on your order.
Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated Fountain of Youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free sample packs specifically for our conservative friends. But you must act fast. Due to the high demand from members of the Coast Guard, our supply is extremely limited right now.
To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.